episode 731, The Importance of Loving Yourself.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is a beautiful day, and I hope you are staying somewhat warm, because I know for us, we are still freezing. Supposedly, we're supposed to be feeling a little bit warm and balmy. A high of like 30 today. I don't think so. The wind is still blowing, but I hope your heart is warm today. I hope you are filling your heart with warm thoughts, with joyful thoughts, with thoughts of inspiration. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we're chatting about the importance of loving yourself. It may seem a little strange, I know, but you need to understand how important you are in this world. And for those of you who don't already know who we are, welcome to Create Your Now and our gorgeous family here. We're delighted to have you. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Now, with all of that out of the way, now, not all of that sounds horrible, doesn't it? But we have to kind of go through the mundane stuff, the announcements, the domestic beauties to get to the heart of what we're talking about. And have you noticed a theme here we're working on? We're talking about the heart, the core. What's your core? How is it beating? Are you loving your beat? Do you love yourself? The importance of loving yourself goes far beyond your reflection. You probably have looked in that mirror already, 10 days into the new year, and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to tighten here. I need to shrink here. I need to gain here. I need to oomph here. You need something somewhere, don't you? But we've got to look and knowing that God loves you for who you are, where you are, right where you are. And the importance of loving yourself, it's the heartbeat of knowing who you are. Now, I don't talk a lot about the negativity on Inspiration Day or Motivation Day, do I? But today I need to bring out some of the side effects of not loving yourself. Because when we talk about this, we begin then to magnify the importance of loving yourself. So those risks are this. Number one, when you don't love yourself, when you're not loving yourself, you build the plaque in the heart. You know, the stuff that eats at you. Maybe you didn't think you did that project just right, or you didn't get your stuff turned in like you needed to. Or maybe those negative thoughts, oh, you could have done better. What were you thinking? You're 20 minutes late. You still showed up, but oh no, you just keep beating yourself up. The continuous put downs. You get dressed in the morning, you're like, oh, not that outfit. You change the outfit. Oh, not that outfit. You change the pants. Oh, definitely not those pants. Put on the shoes, you're like, what was I thinking? My feet are swollen. When you're not loving yourself, you build the plaque in your heart. Think about going to the dentist, right? We go to the dentist, what, to get our teeth cleaned of what? The plaque that builds up. We all have plaque because we eat. And when we eat, there's nutrients that attach themselves, these little micro things that attach to our teeth, and they hold on there. And sometimes we can brush them away, and other times maybe not so much. It depends on our makeup, our genes, how our teeth are made, et cetera, et cetera. Some have a little more porous holes there within our enamel that allows other things to go into, and then we get what? A cavity. Okay, well, we don't want to have this plaque build up in our heart. Same thing. We got to clear it out. This is a risk of not loving yourself. It's a side effect. Number two, you block the flow in your heart. You don't want to block the flow of your blood in your heart, do you? What happens? Not good. You think about it. It's just not good, right? Your heart is hardening. When you don't have the blood flowing right to and from the heart, your heart's hardening. You also go to extreme to little emotions. Maybe you're one or the other, but there's no happy medium. There's no what? Balance. There's no harmony. This is a side effect of not loving yourself. Also, when you block the flow of your heart, you sometimes become numb. You become numb to your own feelings. You become numb to others. And you just kind of what? Do. That's it. You're just doing. You're just doing in your whatever. You're just doing mom. You're just doing whatever your job is. You're just doing the dishes. You're just doing. Side effect that maybe not a lot of us want to have, but some of us do have. Number three, we're barely surviving. After you've gone through building the plaque and you've blocked the flow in the heart, you're right now at the point of barely surviving. And you sit here and you say, I want to thrive. I've got big dreams. But if you're not loving yourself, you're going to be barely surviving. You may be falling into the trap of what? Depression. You may be withdrawn. And quite frankly, you may be living on the edge way too much. And not the good edge that you want to jump off, like skydiving. You get this amazing adrenaline rush that's good. But you get the fall to what? Eventually death. Now, I know that's drastic. But we've got to understand that the decisions that we make in our life have side effects. And the side effects of not loving yourself are great. And no one talks about them. Because we kind of just jokingly say, well, you know, you got to self-care and you got to put yourself first in order to take care of the family. That sounds all great and fine and dandy. But what happens when you don't do it? That's the extreme that we need to see. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You see, that's what the Bible says. And when you're loving your neighbor as yourself, think about that statement. Do you really love your neighbor as you love yourself? Because if you're taking care of yourself, guess what? Then you can take care of your neighbor. But if we're not taking care of ourselves and understanding the importance of loving ourselves, then we can't take care of anybody else, including our family, including our neighbors, including our community, including the rest of the world that needs our touch, our impact. The importance of loving yourself is establishing a healthy relationship with yourself. This healthy relationship is the way God sees you, not the way we see ourselves in the mirror, like when we look in the mirror that we have. You know, we've been looking at ourselves 10 days now into the new year, and you've probably said already too many bad things already. Don't tell me I don't want to hear them. I want you to erase those thoughts, because a healthy relationship in loving yourself is seeing yourself the way God sees you. Dr. Ed Young says this: when you love yourself the right way, you are cherishing and celebrating the person God made you to be. Listen to that. When you are loving yourself, you are celebrating and cherishing the person God made you to be. That should give you goosebumps. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. He has a reason that you are here. You may be figuring that out now. You may have known this now for 2, 3, 5, 10 years. But you still have to understand the importance of loving yourself, because you may know your purpose, but if you're not loving yourself, you're not going to fulfill your purpose. The one thing that will be a disservice to you is loving what you have made. We talked about the risks, right? The side effects of not loving yourself. Well, what happens is when you put yourself on a pedestal, you idolize yourself. You say, aha, this is me. I did all of this. When you celebrate it that way, you're not loving yourself. That's not a healthy relationship. That's not self-love. Instead, though, love yourself and esteem yourself as God's creation and his instrument. That's loving yourself. It's not about what you can do, but what God can do through you. This is the importance of loving yourself. Don't take you for granted. God put you here on this earth, breathing, giving you the heart, the core, the heartbeat of who you are. Go out in search of that today. Begin to understand and what? Love yourself. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.